Sweet children, let us hear today's. Murli dated 21st October 2025. Essence. Sweet children, the Father has come to teach you how to swim. By learning this, you are taken across from this world. The whole world is then changed for you. Question. What do you helpers of the Father receive in return for the help you give? Answer. The Father makes you children who become his helpers at this time such that you don't need to take help or advice for half a cycle. He is such a great Father. He says, children, if you weren't my helpers, how would I be able to establish heaven? Om Shanti. The spiritual father explains to the sweetest, number-wise, extremely sweet spiritual children. Many children have become senseless. Ravan has made you so senseless, we are now being made very sensible. When someone passes the examination for the Indian Civil Service, he thinks that he has passed a very high examination. Look how great the examination is that you pass. Just think about it. Who is it that is teaching you? Who are those who are studying? You have the faith that every cycle, every 5,000 years, you continue to meet the Father, Teacher, and Guru again. Only you children know how great the inheritance that you receive from the Highest on High Father is. The Teacher gives you the inheritance by teaching you. He teaches you and also changes this world into a new world for you to rule. They sing so much praise of Him on the path of devotion. You are receiving your inheritance from Him. You children also know that this old world is changing. You say that all of you are the children of Shiv Baba. The Father has to come here to make this old world new. In the picture of the Trimurti, establishment of the new world is portrayed taking place through Brahma. Therefore, Brahmins, the mouth-born creation of Brahma, are definitely needed. Brahma does not establish that new world. The Creator is the Father. He says, I come and tactfully inspire the destruction of this old world and create that new world. There are very few residents in the new world. Governments try to control the population. However, it cannot decrease now. Millions of people die in war, but in spite of that, the population still continues to increase. Only you understand this. You have this knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world in your intellects. You consider yourselves to be students. You are also learning how to swim. People say, take my boat across. Those who learn how to swim well become very famous. But look how you swim now. You go completely up above and then come down here. They say how many miles up they went. You souls also go so many miles up above. That is a physical thing that can be calculated. For you, it is incalculable. You souls know that you will return home to where there is no sun or moon, etc. You have the happiness that that is your home. We are residents of that place. People do devotion and make effort to go to the land of liberation, but no one has been able to go there. They try to meet God in the land of liberation. They try different methods. Some say that they will merge into the light. Some say that they will go to the land of liberation. However, no one knows the land of liberation. You children know that Baba has come and will take us back home with him. Sweetest Baba has come and is making us worthy of being taken back home. We have been making effort for this for half a cycle, but were unable to become that worthy. Neither can anyone merge into the light, nor can anyone go to the land of liberation or attain eternal liberation. Whatever effort they made, it was wasted. The efforts of you who are the decoration of the Brahmin clan are now bearing fruit. How has this play been created? You are now called theists. You know the Father very well, and you have also learned about the world cycle from the Father. The Father says, no one has the knowledge of liberation or liberation in life. Even deities don't have that. No one knows the Father. Therefore, how could he take anyone back? There are so many gurus and so many people become their followers. Shiv Baba is the true Satguru. He doesn't have feet. He says, I don't have feet. How can I have myself worshipped? The children become the masters of the world, so how can I have them worship me? On the path of devotion, children bow down to their fathers. Children are in fact the masters of their father's property, but they show their humility. Even small children, etc., fall at their feet. Here the Father says, I liberate you from bowing down to my feet. He is such a great Father. He says, you children are my helpers. If you weren't my helpers, how would I be able to establish heaven? The Father says, children, it is at this time that you become my helpers. I make you such that you won't need to take anyone's help. You won't even need to take anyone's advice. Here, the Father is taking the children's help. He says, children, don't become dirty now. Don't be defeated by Maya. Otherwise, you will defame the name. In a boxing match, the winner is praised. praise and the face of the defeated one goes pale. Here too some are defeated. For those who are defeated here, it is said, they have dirtied their faces. They came here to become beautiful, but what did they do instead? Everything they had earned so far has been destroyed, and they have to start anew. After becoming the Father's helpers, they are defeated, and they defame the Father's name. There are the two parties. One, the slaves of Maya, and two, the servants of God. You love the Father. It is remembered. Those whose intellects have no love at the time of destruction. You have loving intellects. Therefore, you mustn't defame the name. Since you have loving intellects, why are you being defeated by Maya? Those who are defeated experience sorrow. People praise and applaud those who are victorious. You children understand that you are very strong and that you definitely have to conquer Maya. The Father says, forget everything you see, including your own bodies. Constantly remember me alone. Maya has made you Tamopradhan from Satopradhan. You now have to become Satopradhan again. You now have to become conquerors of the world by conquering Maya. This is a play about victory and defeat, about happiness and sorrow. There is defeat in Ravan's kingdom. The Father is now making you worth a pound. Baba has explained that the only birthday worth a pound is the birthday of Shiva. You children now have to become like Lakshmi and Narayan. There they have deep mala in every home. Everyone's light is ignited. Your lights are ignited from the main power. Baba sits here and explains so easily. Who, apart from the Father, would say, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children? The spiritual father says, oh, my sweet, lovely children, you have been doing devotion for half a cycle. However, not a single one of you can return home yet. Only when the father comes can he take everyone home. You can explain very well about the confluence age, how the father comes and takes all souls back home. No one in the world knows this unlimited play. This is an unlimited drama. Only you understand this. No one else can say this. If people were to speak of the unlimited drama, how would they explain the drama? Here, you receive this knowledge of the cycle of 84 births. You children now have this knowledge, therefore you should have remembrance. The Father explains everything so easily to you. You have been stumbling around so much on the path of devotion. How far you go to bathe. There is a lake of which it is said, by taking a dip in it, you become an angel. You are now taking a dip in the ocean of this knowledge and becoming princesses. Someone who is very fashionable is said to look like an angel. You are now becoming jewels. Human beings cannot have wings, etc., with which to fly. They cannot fly like that. It is souls who fly. Souls, who are also called rockets, are so tiny. When all souls return home, it is possible that you children will have visions of that. Just as your intellects can understand and you talk here about how it's possible to see destruction, so it's also possible to see how swarms of souls return home. Hanuman, Ganesh, etc., do not really exist, but people have visions of them according to their love and devotional feelings. Baba is just a point. How can you describe him? It is said that a soul is a tiny star which cannot be seen with these eyes. Bodies with which actions are performed are so large. Souls are so tiny, and yet the cycle of 84 births is recorded in them. Not a single human being's intellect is aware of how you take 84 births. It is a wonder how a part is recorded in each soul. It is souls who take bodies and play their parts. Those plays are limited, whereas this play is unlimited. The unlimited father has come himself to give his own introduction. All of you good serviceable children continue to churn the ocean of this knowledge with regard in how to explain to others. You have to beat your head so much with each one. Even then, some tell Baba that they don't understand. When someone doesn't study, he is said to have a stone intellect. You can see that some study for only 7 days and become very happy and say that they want to go to Baba. Others don't understand anything. People speak of stone intellects and divine intellects, but they don't understand the meaning of that. When a soul becomes pure, he becomes a lord of divinity. There is also a temple to the lord of divinity. The whole temple is not made of gold. Just the top of the temple has been covered with a little gold. You children understand that you have found the master of the garden. He shows us the way to change from thorns into flowers. There is the praise of the garden of Allah. In the early days, there was a Muslim who used to go into trance. He said that Khuda, God, gave him a flower. While he was standing, he would see the garden of Khuda and then fall down. However, only Khuda himself would show anyone the garden of Khuda. How could anyone else show it? He grants you visions of paradise. Khuda takes you there, but he doesn't stay there himself. Khuda stays in the land of peace and makes you into the masters of paradise. You understand such good things that you become happy. There should be so much happiness inside you of now going to the land of happiness. There is no question of sorrow there. The Father says, remember the land of happiness and the land of peace. Why shouldn't we remember our home? Souls beat their heads so much to return home. They do tapasya and penance and make so much effort, etc. But no one can return home. In the picture of the tree, souls are shown continuing to come down, number-wise. Since the Father himself is here, how could anyone go back in between? He tells you children every day, remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. It is by forgetting the Father that you become unhappy and you experience the slipper of Maya. You mustn't now experience the slipper at all. The main thing is body consciousness. You are now studying with the Father, the one to whom you have been calling out. O purifier, come. He is your obedient servant and teacher. The Father is the obedient servant. Important people always write above their signature, your obedient servant. The Father says, see how I sit here and explain to you children. Only the worthy children are loved by the Father. The Father says of the children who are unworthy, that is, those who belong to the Father and then become traitors by indulging in vice. It would have been better if such a child hadn't been born. Because of one, the names of so many are defamed, and so many experience difficulty. You are performing such an elevated task here. You are uplifting the world, and you don't even have 3 feet of land. You children don't make anyone renounce his home and family. You even say to the kings, you were double-crowned and worthy of being worshipped, and you have now become worshippers. Now that the Father is making you into those who are worthy of worship once again, you should become that, should you not? It will take a little time. What would we do by taking 100,000 from anyone? It is the poor who are going to receive that kingdom. The Father is the Lord of the poor. You understand the true meaning of the Father being called the Lord of the poor. Bharat is so poor, and it is especially you mothers who are poor. The wealthy can't take this knowledge. So many innocent women who have been assaulted so much come here. The Father says the mothers have to be encouraged to move forward. When you go walking around early in the morning in a group, the mother should be at the front. Your badge is first class. Those in the front should hold the translite pictures. Tell everyone that the world is now to change. We are receiving our inheritance from the Father as we did in the previous cycle. You children should churn the ocean of this knowledge about how to put service into practice. It does take time, Akcha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharna. 1. Have true love for the Father and become a helper of His. Never be defeated by Maya and defame the name of the clan. Make effort to forget everything that you see, including your own body. 2. Have the happiness inside you that you are to go to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Baba, as the obedient teacher, is making us worthy of returning home. Become worthy and obedient. Do not become unworthy. Blessing, may you be a constant server and serve at every moment with your every thought, attitude, and actions. Just as you find the Father to be extremely lovely and that there is no life without the Father, in the same way there is no life without doing service. As well as being a constant yogi, also be a constant server. Do service even while sleeping. When you are asleep, peace should be seen on your face and vibrations of bliss experienced. Continue to do the service of reminding everyone to have remembrance of the Father with every one of your physical organs. Continue to spread vibrations with your powerful attitude. Continue to give blessings to become a karma yogi with your actions. Continue to accumulate multi-millions at every step and you would then be called a constant server and serviceable. Slogan: remain aware of your spiritual personality and you will become a conqueror of Maya.